Okay, so last time we learned, we were talking about the order, Kedima of Tzitzis and Tefillin, page 68, and we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch says that you got to put your Tefillin on after your Tzitzis. Why? The idea of Malim B'Kodesh. And therefore you have to kind of arrange your Tefillin and your Talis in the proper location in your bag. And I think that's a common practice. There's a fascinating discussion which actually argues on this premise, but at the end of the day we'll agree, and I'm going to explain what I mean. The general understanding is very simple. What should you do? Put your tzitzis first, so then your tefillin. Why? Malim b'kodesh. Tefillin have greater sanctity because they're a chesta shell. It's an actual item, right? So as opposed to tzitzis, which is just a dvar mitzvah, which is chesta of kedusha. It's tefillin, right? It's like a mini sefer Torah. It's a different level, and that's malim b'kodesh. Not so simple, because some of the Achronim actually say no. What are you talking about? There's a Gemara in Zvachim, which you could use to argue that why you need to first don your tefillin and then don your tzitzis. And what is that based on? So take a look on page 68, the comments under source number one. Chelek Malchronim. This is mentioned by the Dagumer Vava, and it's mentioned by the Shagas Aryeh, who says, Hikshu al Yisuma Kla Maldim Makodesh, but Mikrelesh Fanenu. Why? Shem Minagi Yisho Klo. There's another principle that says, Kula Makudash Mechavero, Kodem Es Chavero. Whatever is greater Kedusha, that actually needs to take priority. And this, by the way, is a basic Gemara in Zvachim, and by certain Korbanos, that's what we actually say. If you have a choice between different Korbanos, you bring one which has greater Kedusha to it. So this would in theory be a bomb question. So then, yeah, how can the Shulchan Aruch say Malim B'Kodesh? So then we're going to have a tremendous chiluk in this Bir Halacha, who's going to explain a very important yesod. He says, listen, Al Adam Kai Shetzarach Lelech Midarga Ledarga for Lis Alos B'Kedusha. He says, listen, when we talk about Malim B'Kodesh, it's referring to the actual person. It's only when does we apply the principle of Malim B'Kodesh that's only on specifically the person. And therefore, since you're only going to adorn yourself with a kisu shel mitzvah, when do we apply the principle of Malim B'Kodesh, says the Bir Halacha, only in this case, Klomar, Kasher Medubar O Shnei Chafatzim Shonim, when you have two different items, HaMekudash Yoter Hu Zesha, the one that has greater Kedusha is what should go first. So in theory, you should argue that your tefillin should come first. And in fact, that would be the overriding principle by korbanos. That's exactly what we have. We have two different korbanos. Which korban do we bring first? We bring the korban that is greater Kedusha. Ach benigu didin medubar al hit kadmuto shel adam atzmo shemitatef betalit b'neach betfilin. But since we're talking about a case of what about the person himself? Here we have a person who's going to be just a, what about a talis person and a tefillin person? The answer is it's lo tekaf aklal. But since this is when it comes to two separate items in achinami, two separate items, you go with the item that is greater kedusha. That's a principle called kol mekudash mechavero, kol mechavero. But we're not talking about that here because at the end of the day, it's not the items that are on the table that matter. It's what it transforms the person. And since the talit transforms the person to a lower level, and then the tefillin transform a person to a higher level, a person needs tzarech lahalot that atzmo b'kedusha midarga ledarga. A person needs to elevate oneself in a level of sanctity. That is the case where malim b'kodesh vein moridim, and that's why there's two different principles. These principles is not a contradiction. Why? Because it's a person needs to elevate themselves in level of kedusha, and that's why you go from talis to tefillin. That is your obligation because it's on you. When it would come to bringing korbanos, that'd be different because we're talking about the korban, the physical korban itself. That would be a different scenario. So, very interesting way, the difference between the concept called, a difference in the concept called kolha mukdash mechavero, kodem et chavero, versus malim b'kodesh. Interesting to see in the Achronim when they would play out and what the practical explanations would be. Lamais, it's not really going to matter because either way you splice it, either you take the Sfar, the Shulchan Aruch, or these other Achronim, Either way you look at it, you're going to need to put your talis on first, followed by your tefillin. And so when Ashkenazim get married, they have to play the tefillin talis game, make sure that their talis is actually there. This way their hand reaches for it, as opposed to touching your tefillin and then casting it aside. That perhaps could be problematic.
If you reach your tefillin first, you put them on.
Right, and Achinami, it's not so simple to put your right. If you're featured tefillin first, you're Achinami, you should probably put them on, yeah. So, people might give you looks in shul, but that's probably the right thing to do. Okay, we'll end there for tonight.